you have an anger problem, or do you know someone who does and need to minister to them? What do you tell them? What does the Bible say? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to be talking today about the problem of anger. Everyone gets angry at some time or another, usually over some sort of an injustice. And if it's short-lived, that's human. And very often, it's a righteous anger. The Bible talks of a righteous anger. An anger that rises in us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus had righteous anger against the Pharisees, as well as in several other instances in the New Testament scriptures. Righteous anger is usually short-lived, often justified. But there is a type of anger that is rooted in offense, which can smolder and continue on throughout a person's life to the point where it debilitates them and their character, and often can lead to some bad consequences, such as unforgiveness. And that's the anger that we're talking about today. You see, nothing can get a person into trouble quicker than anger. And nothing can keep them there longer than pride. So in Proverbs 19, verse 11, we read, "A man's discretion makes him slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook a transgression, to overlook an offense. You see, offense is the bait of Satan. Satan wants you to take offense when someone insults or hurts you. Why? Because it's Satan's desire, or an evil spirit's desire, that you react quickly out of that offense and then think about what you've done later, when it's too late. Because that's when the trouble begins. You see, offense being the bait of Satan will lead to anger. Anger will lead to resentment. Resentment will lead to the bitter root judgment, and the bitter root judgment will lead to unforgiveness. Happens all the time. It's a process. When anger smolders and you ruminate about it, that is, your thoughts on it go over and over and over again in your mind like a broken record that repeats itself, what ends up happening is that it will seed in your soul man a bitter root judgment. It all starts with offense. The more you think about it and how hurt or offended you were by what someone said or did to you, and the more you go over it over and over again in your mind, you'll discover that you start having resentment. That resentment will lead you into what the book of Hebrews in the New Testament calls the bitter root judgment. In other words, you become bitter through your resentment. Your resentment leads to bitterness. And when bitterness builds up in you, what ends up happening is that you judge that person. Now, that's sin. Why? Because in the New Testament scriptures on judgment, the Lord says, "Judge not, lest you be judged." He says, "Judge nothing before its time." He said, "If you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you." And he says, "What judgment you met out on others, that is, you put upon others," God said, "that will be meted out to you." In other words, God will impose the same judgment on you. What am I saying? I'm saying it's a no-win situation. And if you decide that you're going to hang on to your anger and walk through life with your anger for the rest of your life with bitterness, unforgiveness, then you are building a stronghold of evil spirits. The spirit of anger, the spirit of unforgiveness, the spirit of bitterness, the spirit of judgment, the spirit of resentment, the spirit of bitterness. And these spirits will minister to your thought life and build what is called a stronghold. And why do they call it a stronghold? Because it has a strong hold on you. So in James chapter 1, verse 19 and 20, James says, "By the Spirit of God, this you know, my beloved brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God." Well, what does that mean? Well, it means if you're not righteous before God, you're in trouble with God also. So the psalmist in Psalm 4, verse 4, says, "Tremble and do not sin. Meditate in your heart upon your bed and be still." Why does he say that? Because if you are still, you will be able to hear God's voice minister to you. If you can meditate in your heart upon your bed, you can think things out. You can know what to do and how to do it. So in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26, we read, "Be angry, yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger." In other words, make peace, forgive, reconcile. Again, the psalmist in Psalm 37, verse 8 warns us, "Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, don't worry. It leads only to evil doing." Then in Colossians chapter 3, verse 8, the Spirit speaks and says, "But now you also put them all aside, anger, wrath, malice, slander, abusive speech from your mouth." What does God say? Put them all aside. Do just the opposite. Never take offense. Offense is the bait of Satan. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 and 13, the Spirit, by Paul, says, "So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you." God says, do the opposite thing. If they offend you, if they hurt you, if they slander you, don't get the bait of Satan. Don't fall for it. He wants you to take offense so he can build a stronghold in you of spirits. And they'll minister to your thought life day and night and make your life so miserable you won't know what to do. Some of you will even need deliverance to get those spirits cast out. What is the remedy? Confession and repentance directly to the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell him about your anger. Pour your heart out. Tell him what they did to you. But then tell him you repent. The word repent means to change direction, to go 180 degrees opposite the direction you were going in, to have a change of heart and mind. It means to make a conscious quality decision to forgive those who have offended you and incited anger in you. You see, what's keeping you there in your anger is the unforgiveness that it leads to. Can I say that again? What's keeping you there in your anger is the unforgiveness that that anger leads to. So, if you will repent and make a quality decision to forgive, God will work with that. Now you come and you say, but Bern, I don't feel like forgiving. I just don't feel I can do it. God doesn't care what your feelings are. He knows the feelings cannot be trusted. The whole world operates on feelings, and look at the mess it's in. God doesn't care about feelings. Our soul man is not yet perfected. That's why we have good and bad feelings. Mind, will, emotions are the soul man, the Bible tells us. So what are we to do? Make a quality decision and stand by it. Decide to forgive, even if you don't feel it. God will work with that. And be consistent in doing that. If the enemy comes around in your thought life and starts saying, oh, you didn't forgive. You know that you didn't forgive. You just say, no, devils, I'm not going there anymore. I decide to forgive in Christ Jesus' name. And you stand on that decision. And guess what? God will work that out of you. Yes, he will. Because the scripture says Jesus Christ is faithful. Cast all of your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. And then start walking in love, whether you feel it or not. God will work it in you. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 and 32, we read, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you." That is an attitude of gratitude to the Lord for what he has done in you. Now, through you, extend it to others. In Luke chapter 6, verse 35 and 37, the Holy Spirit through Luke said, "But love your enemies, do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he himself is kind to ungrateful and evil men. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Pardon, and you will be pardoned." Yes, judgment begins with the house of God, and that's us. Let me ask you a question. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If not, this is an opportunity for you to experience him as the living Christ, the living Son of God. Yes, it's real, very real. For those who receive him, Jesus promises to manifest himself to them. Jesus said, "Unless you come to know who I am, you will surely perish in your sins. I and the Father are one." But 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 9 and through 11 says, "For God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep," that means alive or dead, "we will live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, just as you also are doing." Yes, God has a wonderful plan for your life. Get the excess baggage out of your life. Let Jesus do it in you and through you. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes to the Father but by me." Are you ready? Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sin.
Say, "Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen."
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or a personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.